This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and hello to everybody out there, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Friday edition, live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, and broadcasting, of course, from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country, as well as around the world, via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, our hospital workers, our ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers out there, and of course our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch this morning, you're keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate and salute all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx, our UPS drivers, and of course, along with the bulk mail center haulers, and of course, our suicide jockeys who are hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, so we get to go where we need to go. And don't leave out, of course, the Amazon warehouse workers and Amazon drivers delivering their packages. Now, you can follow us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on MeWe, on Gab, Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And now, folks, once again, we have a very special guest to start off this hour of the program. He's still out there. He's still somewhere in a secret, undisclosed location. And, of course, I'm talking about none other than our very own Captain Matt Bruce. Captain, welcome back to the program.
Well, thank you, Kyle. I apologize for being an hour late, but I was on a mission, and I had to find out more about what I was going to talk about, because you aren't going to believe tonight.
That's right. I'm dying to find out. And, of course, you want to say the pledge first, and we'll get right to it?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, as Captain Matt says every morning here on the program, we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, Captain, well, it's good to talk with you. I know everybody out there is really happy you're here. So, what's going on with you?
Well, there is an alarming development showing up at our borders. It's not just the southern border. It's the seaports, and it's the northern border, too. The Chinese coming in, illegals, are now up about 300%, 390% by some accounts. We have got people that I believe are part of the Chinese army that are coming into this country to do ill-nefarious deals, if you will, or deals here against us, the American people, and perhaps the Chinese are putting themselves in a position to take over America. Perhaps.
Very interesting. And, well, you know, but again, illegal immigration is illegal immigration, and you've been calling this out for quite some time, obviously, Captain, as a national security type of risk, because if you have open borders, or no real ability to control them, you don't know who is coming across those borders or what their intentions really would ever be.
Nothing will stop illegal immigration unless we finish the border wall where we need to have it done. We have the entrances where they're supposed to be, not where they currently are, but where we wanted them to begin with. They're called the ports of entry, and that's what's going to change it.
Right, right, exactly. And especially in the election time here, I think more and more people, Captain, you know, it's especially on the left, they try to demonize anybody who talks about border security. Border security isn't really a partisan issue, per se, unless you believe that, well, we get a lot of people coming across the border, maybe they'll vote Democrat, so we want to, you know, wink, wink, we don't really want to do much about border security. But to John and Jane Q. Public, I think border security is a practical thing that they expect their government, you know, so one of the base functions of the government is secure the border.
Well, I agree with you, and that is the number one issue, because along with that comes the betterment of our economy. It helps business to have people that they know that they've hired are going to be here, not to try to do something wild and wonderful along the way, if you want to call it that. Again, we have people coming in here. I've seen them. I've been doing a lot of television watching, as you know, while I've been recuperating here, and I've seen them. All you got to do is look at the border and see the young people. Clean shaven, short haircuts, swear to God they look like they've been in the military. Some of them look like they're Chinese. Some of them look like they're Southeast Asian. Some of them look like they're Mexican. You can't tell the difference.
Well, again, this is going to be obviously a major issue, especially in the campaign, because there are practical things to look at. And as you're talking about, there's video of people coming across the border. It's not something that just exists theoretically, that the messaging machine, say, of the Democrat Party elite can simply tell everybody, nah, you're not seeing what you think you're seeing.
And as we approach this very solemn weekend, I want to remind everybody that it's not about any of us that lived, survived, and came back from where we went overseas or did whatever for God and country. We remember the people we lost. It's not about the guys living. It's about the ones we lost. And we don't forget those things. We don't forget them.
You're absolutely right about that, Captain. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more with Captain Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Rolling along. Stay right there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, thank you so much, Kathy Curtis. And yes, we want to know what's on your mind. 1-877-969-8600. Kyle Warren with you, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. We're going to get right back to the captain here in just a moment. He's still hanging on the phone right there. And if you'd like to call in and talk to the captain, simply dial 1-877-969-8600. And I do want to tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you this morning by MyPillow. Now, of course, listeners know that Captain Matt tells everybody about the great products and the great people at MyPillow and all the amazing things that they have to offer. And you want to go over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And you want to use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's where you're going to unlock the savings and save a bundle on all of these great products. By the way, you know, Mrs. Professor and I, we have the slippers. Everyone in my family sleeps on a MyPillow. And the Giza sheets, folks, the Giza sheets, you're just absolutely going to love them. And right now you can save 50% on MyPillow Giza bed sheets as low as $29.98. Hear that again, $29.98 with the promo code CAPTAIN. Slippers, sandals, and slides also now available as low as $19.95 with that promo code. So go over to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. If you want to call instead and order over the phone, they've got some nice people there to answer the phone for you. Simply dial 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. 5459. Tell them what you want, and then tell them that you want to use the promo code CAPTAIN. Real simple, and you'll save a bundle as well. All right, let's get right back to Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning again, Captain.
Good morning, sir.
All right. Good morning. And, you know, just during the break, we were talking about Joe Biden. And, you know, in the previous segment before you came on, I was telling everybody about the CNN poll that says 66% of people think that reelecting Joe Biden would be a, quote, disaster for the country. And I know that you're even when you're in your secret undisclosed location, you're still talking to a lot of people and you're kind of hearing the same thing, aren't you?
The staff that's in here is predominantly, I'd say, left-leaning. I'll just leave it at that. At the hospital, a lot of the staff was left-leaning, and I'll leave it at that. But there's a lot of discussions about how, well, what are we going to do? This guy is leading us down the path. Well, what are we going to do? What's the alternative? What can happen? And they're not concerned at all about maybe Joe Biden passing away or slipping away. And in comes Kamala, because their opinion, from what I keep hearing, is anybody's better than Biden. Well, not really, but Biden's not running the show. It's this cabal that's in there in the middle that's running it, which I still believe is China, and I still believe it's Obama that they're forcing, it may be with money, but that they're pushing along to make sure that their agenda gets taken care of. Because if you watch and you hear and you see what's going on, Biden is doing nothing to combat the Chinese agenda and the push they've got going around the world.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, if you just flip that and you had it to be any other president, especially, say, a Republican president, not necessarily Trump, but just a generic Republican president, and you had all the same things, all the same connections, the same thing with the sun and the same thing with the money and all the trails of funds, we'd be having an entirely different conversation. But because it's Biden for some reason, and it's serving somebody else's purpose, the media is almost entirely silent about it.
Yes, I agree with you. But now what do we do about it?
Well, first of all, it's a little scary if people will say anybody's better than Biden, but I don't know if that could include Kamala Harris. I have to say, that might be a little more scary, but you mentioned, Captain, the idea of a cabal. That does track in the sense that there's some group of people who are creating these policies and articulating them, and Biden goes out and says them, because he doesn't give you the air that, hey, I'm in charge. These are my ideas. You know, I'm the one. The buck stops here. He doesn't come off as Harry Truman.
No, and when you get down to it, take a look at his long record that he's had in the House and in the Senate. And I think he had a term or two in Delaware as a state rep. Take a look at his record and look at what he actually did and the claims he's made, which most of the claims he's made, none of which are true and provable such.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Captain, I'd like to ask you, too. You know, we talked about Governor DeSantis, you know, getting into the race, and he had his Twitter thing, and that didn't go well. But that's not really the issue. But, you know, he's now going, of course, after Memorial Day weekend, he's going to go out to Iowa and South Carolina, New Hampshire. Where do you think he goes from here? Is, you know, what is his central message beyond the great American comeback? What do you think it will be?
Well, he's headed for the youth vote, which is something the Republicans have not had. And he's headed for the youth vote. So where do you go? But you go to the areas where the colleges are, the big colleges, Big Ten, Pac-12, Big East, Southeast colleges, all the different ones that had the big sporting events. You can start thinking about watching him show up at some major ball games, football games, baseball games, hockey when it starts for the regular season. But he might be at the Stanley Cup.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps so. One of the things, of course, too, that is, I think, really in the mix, especially when it comes to young people, and I'm glad that you mentioned that, is that so many young people have been told over and over and over again, especially when they get to college, that America is based on racism, it's bad, it's evil, it's the founding fathers are terrible, et cetera, et cetera. So when they hear things like the Great American Comeback or Make America Great Again, they're automatically interpreting those words as being, oh, you just want America to be more racist and more terrible. And so whether you're Ron DeSantis or you're Donald Trump or you're Tim Scott or you're whoever, you've got a huge mountain to climb already.
Well, again, read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. Read the Bill of Rights and understand what the founders of this country put together. And then come talk to me.
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Captain, because, you know, they set up the system by which, you know, you have the freedom of speech. You have these different inalienable rights. And because they don't come from a bunch of people, a cabal, sitting around a table saying they get these rights and they don't get these other rights. These are inalienable rights that come from our Creator. And that's very powerful. And if they didn't do that, some of these young people and some of these activists wouldn't be able to even say what they thought. I mean, very, very different systems in many different parts of the world.
Yeah, man, if anybody believes that Joe Biden is running this country by himself, making his own decisions, then I got some oceanfront property right here where I'm at, where I can see the Gulf of Mexico, where I'll sell them some.
Well, I think you're right about that. Now, what do you think, of course, you know, some of these lawmakers have already headed out of town or will be heading out of town this weekend for Memorial Day weekend, and that June 1st deadline's coming up. Do you think that we're going to see any other movement? I mean, it's a little bit here and there, but obviously they're going to raise the debt limit. And even Biden is now talking about bipartisan agreements. But what do you think? How close to the wire will they get?
Right up to the umpteenth minute, literally. I've told you before that they've already got the numbers worked out, that somebody has to say, okay, let's do it. And when they get to that point, because nobody wants to shut the government, because then that happens as a big comeback will come up against the party that does that, and they'll get blamed for the things they're trying to accuse them of. Oh, there'll be no Social Security, there'll be no this, no. No, no. They have laws set in place to keep the government going until the end of the financial spectrum. It's a scaled back basis, but all the vital services will be there.
Yes, that's exactly right. And hopefully it won't. And I don't think there'll be a shutdown either. But you think they would try to shut down the Grand Canyon where you couldn't even look at it back when Obama was president? You couldn't look at the Grand Canyon from the highway. I mean, that's odd. But that's all I have to say about that. Well, here comes the music, Captain. Do you want to hang around for another segment, or do you need to run?
No, I can hang around for one more segment.
Okay, sounds great. I think everybody will be very happy with that. Folks, the Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along through the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, who is on the telephone line and shall return to the telephone line right after these important messages. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is feeling confident about an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
I made it clear time and again that falling on our national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6 defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president. In an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Saxton show, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively issue pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Celtics host the Miami Heat in Boston. Game 5. Miami leads the series 3-1. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
That's exactly right. You are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce as we continue across your radio dial here in the overnight hours. And holding patiently on the line is Captain Matt Bruce himself, everybody. We're going to go right back to him here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you that this segment is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet. AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. That's AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. Check them out, AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com. And you won't be sorry. You will not be sorry at all. All right, let's go right back to the telephone line with Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning again, Captain.
Good morning, Kyle.
All right. Well, you know, there is so much going on, especially this early on in the presidential election cycle. And that's always good. It always seems to start earlier and earlier and earlier, it seems like. We can't get away from election cycles. You know, RFK is starting to make some inroads. And I think it's going to be significant because as Joe Biden's perception wanes, you know, people are looking for some other candidate. I don't think it's necessarily ever going to be Gavin Newsom at this point. Maybe his goose might be cooked.
Well, RFK Jr. brings a dimension. he brings the Kennedy faction back into existence after so many years of Teddy Kennedy and, JFK and others. And the thing of it is, Kyle, is that we have an era that many of us remember called Camelot. When they were in and everything was beautiful with the Kennedy gallows and this, that, and the other. But Kennedy has got a dynamic about him that seems to be more conservative than progressive. That's number one. And number two, he's coming across now as someone who's a totally different person than what he's been in the past. But he does stand for some conservative principles and issues, which is why guys like you, guys like me, Laura Ingraham, for example, have grabbed onto him and saying, hey, man, here's somebody to look at that could replace Joe Biden.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. And also that kind of entails the idea of transposing over different parties or different voter groups, because even Biden himself is so polarized at this point. Any talk about Joe Biden? Joe Biden could have made certain moves, Captain, as president. He could have been president of everybody, or at least he could have tried to look like he was really trying to do that. But instead, we hear a lot about these MAGA Republicans. He had the big speech, you know, with the red lights on the building and all that stuff. And it was just everything is designed to make you feel like, okay, well, he's presiding over this country where he's trying to fight for everybody to keep these MAGA Republicans at bay. And that's not being president of everybody. That's not being unifying.
No, and Joe Biden is going to be taken to task over his record. They are going to destroy him based on what he has done. It's coming. The people are not stupid. They're noticing. They're watching. They're talking amongst themselves. Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. They're all talking.
Well, exactly right. And because that's not something that they can simply say, no, you're wrong about inflation. No, you're wrong about high prices. You're wrong about interest rates. You're wrong about, how about this? How about scarcity? You're wrong about all this stuff. But people say, no, I'm not wrong. I know how much it costs to put gas in my car. I know how much it costs to go to the grocery store. I know that I don't find the stuff I need most of the time, you know, and they can't hide that.
Yeah, because somebody yesterday came in here and they made a fool out of themselves. They said, oh, look, gasoline is down to $3.39 a gallon and dropping. I said, excuse me, is it just me or is it I'm the only one that remembers $1.89 a gallon the day I went to vote for Biden or Trump?
Right, exactly. So it's still pretty high. It goes down 10 cents and you feel like, oh, finally the skies are opening up. You know, it's just not true. But I'm glad you mentioned again about RFK. In fact, he's saying he wants to go on Twitter with Elon Musk because Elon Musk has said evidently that all the candidates are welcome on Twitter. So he'll try to take advantage of that in some way as well. And, even though RFK is not relatively a young person, he seems to have an air about him that certainly is contrasting with Joe Biden in terms of perception. So somebody who maybe understands people who are younger.
I agree.
Yep. Yep, and so it's just going to make this very, very interesting because you're going to have a little bit more of a fight brewing in terms of challenge with RFK. Similar on the Republican side, we're going to see where this Trump-DeSantis thing goes, really. And one of the things they need to sharpen their claws, of course, you know, because no presidential candidate should go in to the general election without having sharpened their claws in some way. And I think that's really important. That's really important. And and the idea, of course, is that they can sharpen their claws on policy, but almost universally, Captain, and we keep getting calls to this program as well, the idea that if there's going to be name-calling and it's going to degenerate into that, people are going to tune out, and Trump needs to be aware of that, I think, very much so.
Yeah, and he will never learn. He will never learn. He won't stop the personal stuff.
Right, and I do think that he'll find it'll be off-putting because this isn't 2016. You know, it seemed to be, because at that time it was more fresh because it was so unorthodox, you know, talking about, you know, crooked Hillary and this kind of thing. He'd hang monikers on people, but it was unorthodox, it was new and fresh because he could say, I'm not a politician. And that's not playing very well right now. And as you said, maybe he'll learn, maybe he won't. But I know what the callers are saying, and we know what we're hearing.
Well, before I leave, I want to give a special shout out to the rehab doctors and nurses and all my friends that have hung in there with me. And some of them are literally visiting me every day because they know where I'm at. And I'm not advertising where I'm at because we can't have a parade of people over here. We can have a few people at a time. I'll leave that up to you if you want to tell anybody. That's fine. But other than that, they just can't handle a bunch of visitors here.
Well, exactly right. It's a facility where people literally are getting better, and they need that kind of environment to be able to do that. Absolutely. And,
yeah, but I can tell you that I'm moving around a little better. My arm is still killing me. My right arm. That's the problem that got me over here to begin with. It will get better. It's got a ways to go. Basically, other than a little bit of coughing like I'm about to do again, I'm doing all right.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. Getting better, of course, is absolutely the most important thing, and that's a process. And I was so glad to be able to see you, and we're going to be seeing you tomorrow as well. And I know that everybody, Captain, is just really, really happy that you're able to call in. And because again, you're it's the middle of the night to do that while you're convalescing, and I know people really, really appreciate that. It really took like you wouldn't believe.
And I want to remember a very special contributor to the radio show who has got a lot worse problems than me. It's Ms. Rosemary. Remember her?
Oh, I remember. Yes, I remember Rosemary. Absolutely.
Yeah, I found out that she is very, very not very healthy, very well off. She's in rough shape with cancer, and I just wish her the best.
Well, yes, I echo that entirely, yes, so we need to keep Ms. Rosemary in our prayers. I remember her, and she said the kindest things to me I can recall, and so absolutely, let's keep her in prayer, absolutely.
Yeah, she was trying to fix me up with a young lady that we all know, you haven't met her, I don't think, but there was a very affluent, well-spoken, high-powered individual who is having physical problems of her own, so that didn't work out because everybody's having trouble of some sort today, it seems like. It's all catching up to us.
Unfortunately, yes, but you're getting better, and people are happy to hear that, Captain. And thank you for sticking around, too, and hopefully we'll talk to you again real soon.
You will, sir, and God bless America. Remember, it's the Captain's America Day.com. I am the captain, and I am going nowhere.
That's right. He is the captain, and he's going nowhere. And we'll be right back after this, folks. The Captain's America rolls on.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, we want to know what's on your mind. And again, the number 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call in if you'd like to opine this morning on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And boy, that was a real treat. That was a real treat hearing from the captain, continuing to recover and doing better and better each day, as you heard him say. And we were just talking briefly off the air at the end of that last segment, and he wanted me to emphasize and to make sure that I said that he was very, very appreciative and thankful that Mr. Bill Bunkley, also here from the very same station, had come by to see the captain. He was very glad to see him and wanted me to emphasize that and say thank you to Bill Bunkley. So, yes, thank you, Mr. Bill Bunkley, for doing that. Okay, folks, it is time for the Captain's America Third Watch radio program, Trucker Highway and Byway Report, that you hear always at this time in hour number one and hour number two of the program. program. And we're going to take a look right now at what's happening across some of these interstates. Last hour, of course, we were looking at I-40, going through Amarillo there in northern Texas. We've still got bands of moderate to heavy rain in that area as you go over towards Tucumcari into New Mexico. So it looks like this is all going to be there for a while, and it's covering a large area of northeastern New Mexico and also, of course, northern Texas. Again, this is all going to be north of Plainview as you head up through Amarillo and then up into a little bit of Oklahoma and then also back up into Colorado near Springfield, this in the southeastern quadrant of Colorado this morning. So you want to be aware of that. Then as you're heading into Nebraska out of Colorado, you're definitely going to have rain coming across the interstate there, and you definitely want to be aware of I-76 as you go right into Big Springs over the border there from Colorado. You've got lots of moderate to heavy rain in that area. Now there, this continues of course along 76 over towards North Platte, but south of that's where you have a lot of this rain that is covering a large area of southwestern Nebraska, bumping up there to the border with Colorado and stretching just a little bit into northern Kansas. But if you're near McCook, or if you're near Stockville Hays Center, you've got moderate to heavy rain happening right now. And just southwest of Imperial, you've got a large band of heavy rain. That's not interfering with the main interstate, but wherever you are around there, it looks like it's coming down in buckets. That's for sure. Then, of course, near Idaho Falls, a lot of that rain we saw last hour is now heading northward as you head up the interstate there. So definitely be aware of that. That's Interstate 15 near Dubois. Up in northeastern Montana, up near Glasgow, U.S. Highway 2, we're still seeing that large area of rain still falling. That's what we're seeing on the radar map right now. And here in Tampa, Florida, everybody, yeah, we got some more rain earlier today, and everybody's telling me about the rain in Tampa. That for example, this time last year was a little bit more dry, but this year at this same time they're starting to get more of the rain, and everybody seems to be very happy about that. And it came down in buckets again earlier today. I was inside, so I was fine. I liked watching the rain, but right now in Tampa, Florida, it's a very nice 68 degrees, and it looks like it's going to be pretty clear for right now, so that's good. That rain that we saw down towards the on the eastern coast of Florida, down near West Palm Beach and so forth, all that's headed out now. It looks like over out into the ocean, and of course also is now going to be heading around. The Bahama, East Grand Bahama. East Grand Bahama, exactly. All right, so. Once again, folks, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. That's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. You want to say hello to summer savings? You can do that by texting SAVE10 to 26494. That's SAVE10. That's the word SAVE, the number 1, and the number 0, to 26494. And you're going to start saving 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy. All you got to do is text SAVE10 to 26494. You want to select your driver type. Then you want to put in your phone number, and you're going to put that in at the pump. And you're also going to be asked for your My Rewards Plus information. And once you do that, you're going to start seeing those prices rolling back on the screen. And you're going to be able to simply pump and save money on gas every time that you do that. At Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, my friends, you can find them on the internet there at pilotflyingj.com. Be sure to download the My Rewards Plus app. That's the My Rewards Plus app. And you're also going to find more savings. You're going to get great offers. offers, and you're also going to be able to earn points on many of the things that you do and buy at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, not the least of which is to reserve your parking space before you ever get there for your rig. So definitely check that out, because that in and of itself is really a great benefit, and you can do all that through the My Rewards Plus app. Again, go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com, and check them out. All right, here in just a few moments, we're going to be joined by Denise Simon, of course, from founderscode.com. And while we're waiting for her, again, it's going to be very interesting to see how the dynamics shape up now, and are we going to get any other candidates coming in to the Republican primary? I'm wondering about that, but we'll see. All right, well, holding on the telephone line right now is Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
It is a beautiful morning out there. It rained and rained and rained, and now it looks like it's cleared up for now. But I'm getting the full treatment in Tampa, I'll tell you that much. It was coming down.
I'm so envious, because we seem to be, where I am, the only place where it doesn't rain.
Really? I'll bet. Wow.
Not a drop.
Wow. Wow.
Desperate.
Well, Denise, as we have a little bit of time here right before the top of the hour, and of course, everybody, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com will stay with us after the top of the hour news as well, of course. But before we get to the top of the hour, earlier, Speaker McCarthy wanted his debt ceiling team to work nonstop. And now, of course, we've got a lot of lawmakers that have gone out of town. The only chance to get something done, perhaps, is it going to be certainly on at least by Tuesday and moving forward from there?
Well, they have the rule. They have a 72-hour rule in the House, which is regular order again. So the House does get to leave for Memorial Day weekend. But I don't think that they're close enough for that to even necessarily happen yet. But the negotiating team is still there.
Right.
Still doing their work. But, yeah, no. The House gets to go home.
Well, exactly. Well, you know, I heard Debbie Dingell talking about this, and she wants to address spending in America, she said, but not right now because of this crisis situation. You know, wait a minute. When did this become a crisis situation? Haven't they had, like, months and months and months to try to figure this thing out, or at least knew it was coming?
Yes, and remember the White House had... You know, this was non-negotiable. I mean, I was listening to, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre yesterday. This is non-negotiable. All of a sudden, they're negotiating. I mean, they've been doing it for a couple of weeks now. You know, so what is it, woman?
Yeah, that is a great question. What is it, woman? I love that. Well, and of course, only because they know that the debt ceiling's going to get raised, but yet they go through these machinations of... They're holding everything hostage. Did you know that? It's all being held hostage.
I heard that, yeah. I heard that from Karine Jean-Pierre. And Congress needs to do their duty. They have a constitutional job to do, blah, 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 blah. Well, they did it. They already did it.
right.
And then yesterday, she went off on the Supreme Court with the EPA ruling. So... Everybody's at fault except for this White House.
I suppose so. Well, it looked like in the ruling about that EPA decision, like you were talking about, it's because those waters weren't waters of the United States, period,
well,
is I think what they
they're
said.
They're not waters.
Right.
It's a puddle.
You can't make this up.
It's a puddle. No, yeah. I've interviewed the lawyers that were representing the Sackett family.
All right. I'll tell you what. Hold that thought, Denise. We're coming right back, folks, with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program as we roll along the overnight hours.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.